I think they own a 3-1 lead, if I'm not mistaken in this one. Steve Sandor joins us. Steve, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
It is isn't there something about like it changes the score because of, you know, goals on the road count more? So they technically have a 2-goal advantage tonight?
Yeah, well, this is a 2-goal advantage. It's 3-1, but what happens is if the series is tied, so let's say Ottawa were to win 2-0 tonight, it wouldn't be good enough because Ottawa would have scored 2 goals in Edmonton, but Edmonton would have scored 3 goals in Ottawa. The reason the rule is there is to keep teams from playing defensively on the road, so that you're rewarded for opening up the game and scoring on the road, because the tendency always is for coaches in pretty well all sports when they're on the road is to close up shop a little bit. So the fact that they got 3 goals in Ottawa all within 11 minutes last week has really given them a huge advantage.
Yeah, and this is for the Amway Canadian Championship leg. And so they win. If Edmonton can win tonight, or just not lose by 2, I guess, who do they move on to play?
They play Vancouver. They would play Vancouver next week, the first leg here and the second leg in BC 2 Wednesdays from now. So, and then the winner would play Montreal, Toronto's winner in the final, which would be sometime in the summer. Obviously, Montreal's got bigger fish to fry tonight, the impact with their CONCACAF championship final tonight. So,
Steve, back to this game. How, if at all, does this change Colin Miller and the team's approach going in when you're not really starting on even ground? Do teams tend to play it safe in circumstances like this, or take chances because they've got a lead to work with? What's been your experience?
I think when you're up by this much, and it is a big lead because Ottawa knows they have to score 3, you will play a little more cautiously. You'll make sure that to protect that lead. But it's interesting, I talked to Mark Dos Santos, Ottawa's coach, yesterday, and you know, he's playing mind games a little bit, and there's no doubt about it when he thinks that, you know, it's Edmonton who have a little bit of a hard time figuring out how they're going to approach the game today. He said, you know, for us, we're behind. We're going to go right from the start, and we're going to press right from the start and go after them. You know, it's Edmonton who's not going to be quite sure how to treat the game. Obviously, that's a little bit of gamesmanship. There's no coach that wants to be behind going to a second leg.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that sort of feeling that if you fall in, just like any game where you get complacent or you play too defensive, sometimes it's hard, if all of a sudden you need a goal, to shake yourself out and say, okay, we got to make changes to how we're playing. I think that as comfortable a lead as it is for right now for Edmonton, that Colin Miller has the luxury of letting the first sort of 20, 30 minutes play out as they're going to play out. And then if he needs to adjust and say, okay, I've got to pull the team back, maybe we gave up a goal and now we've got to be a little bit more cautious, you know, he can still pull back the troops. He has a margin of error to play with, and that's the biggest thing. Because of the 3 road goals, he actually has a fairly large margin of error to play with.
Steve Sandor joins us, analyst for FC Edmonton, of course, taking on Ottawa Fury tonight. We'll get back to that, but I do want to ask you, Steve, because you brought it up, that, you know, the huge game for the Impact in the CONCACAF Champions League, you know, the fact that Canadian club could win it and then go to the, you know, onto the FIFA World, I think it's the World, the Club World Cup is huge, right? And they got that that result in Mexico City, and I think it was 100,000 people there, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, how big of a deal is this for Canadian soccer?
Let's put it, I think it's just not just this Canadian sport in general. I think it's bigger than that. I think the fact that the Impact have blown the Canadians off the front pages of the sports sections in Montreal during the playoffs is stunning. I don't think I've ever seen a team could be able to do that, where there's more talk about the Impact than there is about the Habs right now. But that being said, it's still a huge ask what they've got to do tonight. Club America is one of the biggest clubs in the world. They're the Mexican giants. It was a huge result for Montreal to get the 1-1 draw in Mexico City. But still, coming home with that goalkeeping issue, their goalkeeper Evan Bush is suspended for the game, and you know it likely will be Christian Nicht, who's now on, was bought from the Indy 11 of the NASL to play in goal. But also there is on loan from FC Edmonton John Smits, who we all thought until yesterday was going to start, until the Impact went and bought Christian Nicht. I mean, you can argue about the rules in CONCACAF because you wouldn't be allowed to do this in pretty well any other soccer competition halfway during a final before the second leg to make a roster change like that, to actually bring in a player. I don't think in anywhere else in the the world they'd allow it. And CONCACAF, they do, so all power to the Impact. But, you know, at the same time, as a Canadian soccer supporter, the question is how much will this mean long-term? Because the Impact are doing it, but they're doing it by not playing one Canadian player. It's not like Edmonton or the other MLS teams or Ottawa Fury, where there's Canadian content in the starting 11. They've pretty well purged the team of Canadians. And so you have that sort of look that, while they're doing it, but they're not doing it with any players who are from here. It's, you know, it's 11 foreigners who they've brought in. And I've had that discussion with American writers who say, oh, isn't this great for MLS? And I'd be like, well, how would you feel if it was the LA Galaxy or DC United that were playing and didn't start any Americans? So there's that sort of, I guess, you win some, you lose some kind of feel towards it. You understand the pragmatism of what the Impact are trying to do. I still think this is a huge ask, though. So. And we've had this happen once historically before, when an MLS team got to a final, did okay in Mexico, and that was Real Salt Lake. Came home, everyone thought, oh, they're going to handle Monterrey in the Rocky Mountains, no problem. And Monterrey beat them. So the Mexican teams are very good. They're very deep. America, though, played on Sunday against Chivas, their arch rival, while the Impact got the week off from MLS. They got their game postponed. So we'll see how that works out. But I still think it's a huge match. And in terms of 61,000 people being at Olympic Stadium, the biggest event they've had there probably since the Expos had a playoff game there. It's quite an achievement in that sense for the club.
Steve, you've got some historical perspective on this, so I'll ask you, has there been this much buzz about soccer in Canada in recent years? Maybe I'm just hearing it right now, but it seems to me there's more happening. The profile is being raised, high-level competition. Where's it at in Canada right now?
I think the ebb and flow, it's definitely in a peak level. I mean, I think it's been here a few times before where we've had some success either internationally, maybe some of the World Cup qualifying runs in the late 80s, or when we got to the World Cup in 1986, we could say, okay, there was a big surge there. But I think now, and it's not just domestically, the fact that there's, you know, three MLS teams and two NASL teams and raising the profile in games on national television every weekend. I think it's also the fact that, you know, we're pushing towards the 2015 Women's World Cup. There's been a lot of hype, a lot of push towards the games. And then, you know, rolling in the background is this country's push to host the 2026 World Cup. And, you know, we're still the only fish in the water as we're getting closer and closer to the deadline. I mean, they're expecting it to be next year when the application process will close. I mean, some places have rumbled. But right now, if it would stop today, which it won't, you know, Canada would be hosting in 2026 the biggest sporting event in the world. And that's the big push. And I think we're setting ourselves up, you know, towards that. And I think that we're still looking for that next step. And really for us, I think the next step is to develop our own national league, not to share a league with the United States, but to create a league that's coast to coast, like a CFL of soccer for Canada, to have teams in not just five cities, but to have teams in 10 cities.
Steve Sandor joined us, and obviously I know that, you know, soccer is one of the most popular sports, if not the most popular sport worldwide, and it continues to grow. Here in Edmonton for FC Edmonton, you know, that win in Ottawa, especially in the fashion they did it, Steve, three goals in the last 5 minutes, which is almost unheard of in soccer on the road. Did it get a little bit of a buzz? Will the FC Edmonton fan base be a little bit bigger tonight because of that?
I don't know if they'll be bigger tonight because of that, but I think that as the season goes, the one difference, and I know how many times I've been on this with you guys before, and we've talked about FC Edmonton and their scoring woes. This year, at least in the early part of the season, it's the other way around. They are a team that can score in bunches. I mean, they put up three against Fort Lauderdale in league play, put up three against Ottawa, like you said. Like, at the end of the game, they were down 1-0 after the 80th minute still, but they were creating chances. And then it just went boom, boom, boom. And this team is built on speed. It's built on athleticism. It's built on beating teams wide down the wing. And when they counterattack like nobody else in NASL. You know, and that's not just you know, me saying that as a broadcaster, that's me talking to other coaches around the league, saying how scary Edmonton is on the counterattack with the speed that they've got and that they can score on you in quick fashion. You know, obviously in any sport, the lure of scoring more goals will bring more supporters. And I think when people start seeing scores like 3-2, 3-1 from Edmonton games rather than 1-0, you know, there will be more interest, and they're going to wonder, you know, there has been some changes with the club, and it is definitely more skewed towards scoring goals than it's ever been before.
Steve, enjoy the game tonight, and hopefully Edmonton is moving on to take on Vancouver in stage 2.
Yeah, thank you.
Steve Sandor.